Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 84. Tonight, clear with a low of 64. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Multiple injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident Thursday morning about a mile south of Samdale Lake. According to Wayne County deputies, at approximately 8:50, 74-year-old Dix resident Helen J. Clark was westbound on a county highway in a 1995 GMC Topkick when she was struck by an eastbound 2006 Chevy Silverado, driven by 44-year-old Reinerd resident Jeremy J. Deem. Police say Deem entered Clark's lane, bounced back into his lane after making contact, lost control, traveled across the westbound lane, struck a ditch, and came to rest. Deem was extricated by Sisney Fire and air-evac'd to Deaconess in Evansville, Indiana. North Wayne EMS also responded to the scene, and Clark was taken to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital emergency room. A passenger with Clark refused transport. Deem was cited for improper lane usage and operating an uninsured vehicle. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. No injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident Saturday morning just south of Fairfield. Deputies say 43-year-old Centralia resident Gary L. Gelsinger was eastbound on Route 15 in a 2020 Ford van when he crossed the center line and sideswiped a westbound 2004 International van, driven by 47-year-old Fairfield resident Terry E. Klein. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Gelsinger was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Carmi, Grayville, Fairfield, and Sisney will be offering back-to-school and sports physicals June 1st until September 15th. Now's the time to get those scheduled and done early. This year, there will be no out-of-pocket costs at any of the four locations. Walk-ins are welcome, and they will be offering physicals at various school registrations with more information to come. Call now to book that appointment, 847-8262. That's 847-8262.
Beat the heat with cold AC. Contact Brian right now or HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Expert. 0.00% financing. Call your local heating and cooling guy, Brian, right now or HVAC, 214-2593.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. County deputies arrested 31-year-old Fairfield resident Kenneth A. Leinard Friday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for predatory criminal sexual abuse of a child, and he was held in the jail pending the posting of $25,000 bond. Deputies arrested 27-year-old West Salem resident Kyler S. Pride and 36-year-old Wayne City resident Samantha J. Swafford early this morning on charges of possession of meth. Deputies and Fairfield police knew Pride was driving suspended and initiated a traffic stop at Petroleum Boulevard and Andrews Drive. They conducted a search and found a bag with a white substance that field tested positive for meth on Pride's person, as well as a bag of cannabis in the vehicle. Swafford was a passenger, and police found a clear jar with a white crystal substance that field tested positive for meth in her bag. The two were held in the jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 24-year-old Mount Vernon resident Courtney M. Wright was arrested Saturday evening by Fairfield police on a charge of domestic battery. Police say they responded to a fight in progress in the 900 block of West Main Street. Wright was determined to be the aggressor, starting an altercation after she refused to leave after arriving to pick up a vehicle. She's accused of striking a man and battering a cousin. She was held in the jail, pending the posting of $120 bond. Fairfield police arrested 44-year-old Fairfield resident Jack J. Myers Friday morning after investigating a report of an unresponsive male in a vehicle in the Walmart fire lane. Myers was sleeping and did not need medical attention, but he was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of disorderly conduct. He was held in the jail, pending the posting of $345 bond. Fairfield police arrested 21-year-old Fairfield resident Jesse L. Manning at the Wayne County Fair Saturday night on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation for criminal damage to government-supported property. He was held at the jail, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. The Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order for residents in Kincaid Acres, Ligo Lane, Dickey Drive, and anyone affected by Sunday's water main break. Affected people should boil water for human consumption until samples have passed inspection. The Wayne County Farm Bureau says the Wayne County Saddle Club has received a $1,000 grant as part of the organization's 2021 Community Impact Grant Program. The funds were used for groundwork improvements in the club's riding area, including the addition of 108 tons of sand to finish it after dirt work and leveling. Saddle Club Treasurer Jamie Ellis says the project has impacted all members of the club, and adding the sand helped in drying out the arena and keeping it safe for the youth and their horses. The club has over 100 members from Wayne and surrounding counties and holds weekly youth ride nights in the spring and summer. The goal of the Community Impact Grant Program is to partner with local groups and individuals on projects having a long-term impact in the community. This is the eighth year of the program, and almost $41,000 in grant funds has been awarded. More information on the club can be found on its Saddle Club Wayne County Facebook page. The Fairfield Public School District Board of Education will meet tonight. In her report before new business, Superintendent Diana Zerlini is set to give an update on the Northside Cafeteria Project, which had seen some delays due to worker availability. FY22 fuel bids are scheduled to be approved, as are the annual actions of approving district depositories, establishing FY22 petty cash, and establishing FY22 board meeting dates. Board members are also set to approve a Section 125 benefit plan with American Fidelity, the purchase of two vans, and the alternative school slot fee. After closed session for personnel and collective bargaining discussions, the board will move to personnel matters, where it's set to act on the employment of certified staff and assistant coaches and the re-employment of coaching staffs. Wayne County has seen quite a bit of rain this month. Some rivers, like the Little Wabash by Golden Gate, have been above flood stage for the majority of July, and Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says some farmers are feeling the impact.
Well, I think the rivers are definitely up, and that is a concern because, you know, at this point, there is no replant for those farmers. So usually in the earlier spring months, you know, the river rises and falls a couple times, and those that tend to farm in the river bottoms, you know, they watch those river levels pretty close, and yes, and they have a pretty good feeling of when they feel like they can get in and put that crop in and the river will stay in its banks where it needs to be. But, you know, at this point, with the rain that we've gotten here, I fully expect the rivers to be out. You know, we east of Fairfield here at the Little Wabash, we've heard some concerns over the years from farmers, from landowners, about the river. You know, it rises like it typically does, but it doesn't fall near as fast. It just kind of sits there and kind of hangs around at a flood level. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you get, you know, water on corn and soybeans for multiple days in a row, and it will kill those plants. You know, if the river comes up and it goes down within a couple of days, you might be okay. Right. But if it stays on there for a week, there's no chance.
Appearing on the Community Connection, Anderson says some farmers in central Illinois saw substantial wind damage in last week's storms, and he says crop insurance could be a big factor this year.
And that's why farmers purchase crop insurance, you know, and crop insurance isn't cheap and it doesn't pay every year. But, you know, insurance is like anything. You know, when you need it, you wish you had more. When you don't need it, you think you paid too much.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, those hopefully farmers that have that kind of wind damage, you know, do have some crop insurance. And even those that have crop insurance, they don't always take out the wind coverage. So, you know, farmers just kind of have to look at their history and determine whether or not the premiums they pay is worth that risk. And, you know, there's some farmers in our area that they self-insure. So, you know, they might lose a crop this year to flooding or to wind damage, and there is no financial recourse for them. They just have to eat it and hope for a better situation next year.
We recorded over 3 inches of rain last week at the station, including over 2.5 inches Friday. Centralia reported 3 1/3 inches Friday, and Salem reported 2 2/3 inches. The Little Wabash at Clay City stood at 20.81 feet this morning, and the river was at 24.2 feet by Golden Gate. The Edwards County Board of Education will meet tonight at 7 in the Albion Grade School Gymnasium. The night will begin with public participation by county parents, and the board will then move to a discussion about homeschoolers participating in extracurricular activities. Action is possible after the idea was discussed in June. The board has several items of new business, including approving the school reopening plan. A copy of the proposal can be found on our headlines page. It says masks will be optional during the school day, regardless of vaccination status, but they will be required when using school transportation. The board is then set to accept cafeteria food and milk bids, approve donations over $500, approve bids for surplus equipment, set junior high athletic official rates, and approve the dual credit agreement between ECHS and the IECC. The board will also have the first reading of the district student handbook and hold a discussion on maintenance work with action possible. After administrative reports, the board will move to closed session and personnel matters. It's anticipated to accept the resignations of an ECHS assistant basketball coach and custodian, and it will consider employment for several extracurricular positions, as well as volunteer assistants. Before adjourning, board members are set to ratify the Edwards County Support Personnel Contract and set administrative salaries for the upcoming year. Fairfield will see two blood drives in the coming weeks. The Community of Christ Church will host a drive Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold a drive August 18th from 11:30 to 4:30. The Red Cross has said current inventories continue to remain at critical levels across the country. The FMH drive will be held at its Educational Annex building in the Red Cross bus. People can schedule an appointment by calling FMH Marketing Director Shauna Williams at 847-8242, and appointments can be made for either drive at redcrossblood.org. COVID vaccination rates in the area continue to progress at a slow pace. According to dph.illinois.gov, as of Friday afternoon, Wayne County had administered 9,082 doses of the vaccine, and 28.21% of its population was fully vaccinated. 1 week ago, 27.96% of its population was fully vaccinated. Edwards County had administered 3,199 doses and had 26.17% of its population fully vaccinated. 1 week ago, that mark was at 26%. Their 7-day averages for doses administered were 12 and 3, respectively. Statewide, 12,917,362 doses had been administered. 49.77% of the population was fully vaccinated, including 79% of those over 65 and 59.5% of those at least 18. Wayne County reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 from last Monday to Friday, bringing its total to 1,831. 9 people were in isolation. COVID-19 cases in the state are increasing, but Governor J.B. Pritzker said last week there are no current plans to reinstate mask mandates. Some areas in the country are again requiring masks indoors, even for vaccinated people, but he says that isn't the case in Illinois for now.
I do recommend that people who are going inside, who are with a lot of people in a room, that it is appropriate to bring your mask, wear your mask. Some people feel safer that way. It's maybe an appropriate thing for many people who are immunocompromised. So at the moment, we're encouraging people to do what's comfortable for them in those environments. Obviously, we've got rising rates of infection in certain parts of the state, and decisions will be made if those areas continue to have rising infection rates about whether or not we need to impose some different standard for those areas.
He also said it's important for individual school districts to set their own mask policies. The CDC has recommended students and staff who haven't been vaccinated wear a mask, but the governor says that is not a mandate.
What it does is say to school districts, you should make decisions that are appropriate for your communities. So families should be involved in making decisions for their own families, and school districts and school boards will make decisions for the schools within their districts. I think that's very important, that kind of local control and decision making, because it is true that different areas of the state suffer differently from COVID-19. Missouri is one of the most difficult states right now in terms of their challenges with COVID, and it bleeds over into the Illinois side of the river. So it's important that they make decisions to keep their students safe in that area differently, perhaps, than some other part of the state that's got a much lower rate of infection.
FCHS and Wayne City have adopted preliminary plans to recommend, but not require, masks to be worn while in school. At the end of May, Illinois lawmakers preserved the biodiesel sales tax exemption. Mike Levin, Senior Director of Governmental Relations for the Illinois Soybean Association, says the move exempts about 13 cents a gallon on diesel fuel when blended with 11% biodiesel.
We know also that the governor had early on put up our incentive as a great need to fill some holes in the budget and different things, and we were also successful in taking that back off and having the administration and the various other legislatures really understand the importance of what we bring to the table and how we can truly fit into, obviously, the overall energy policy that will occur here.
He added the biodiesel industry has grown from 20 million gallons in 2003 to more than 200 million gallons in 2021. He also says the industry supports about 2,000 jobs in the state. That's the news. Area deaths next.
And welcome back. It's time now for everyone's favorite segment, Jokes from Kids of the Orthopedic Staff at Wabash General Hospital. First off, here's Keegan Slater.
What's a skeleton's favorite instrument? A trombone.
Folks, if you have any issues with your bones, it's no joking matter. Call Wabash General Hospital Orthopedics, 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital, people you know and their kids, helping people you love.
In some families, they hand down things like antique bird cages.
Thanks?
In others, a long-forgotten accordion? But for the past 75 years at Holiday World and Splash and Safari, we've passed down the love of family fun in the form of roller coasters, water rides, and unlimited smiles.
Awesome! Let's go now!
Get tickets at holidayworld.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 33,936, down 751 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,219, down 207. August crude oil is at $66.37. That is down $5.44. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 98-year-old McLeansboro resident Doris Elizabeth Higginson died on Saturday. Doris Higginson is survived by children Stanley, John, Joseph, Marianne, and Donna, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Services for Doris Higginson will be held tomorrow at 1 at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 to service time. Burial will be in Concord Cemetery. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Lauren W. Connard died on Friday. Lauren Connard is survived by his wife Kay, children Debbie, Steve, and Michael, sisters Norma, Reba, Betty, and Maxine, five grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. Services for Lauren Connard will be held tomorrow at noon at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Sisney Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies with a high near 84. Overnight tonight, clear with a low near 64. Tomorrow, calling for sunny skies with a high near 86 and a low around 65. Sunny on Wednesday, high 87 with a low of 67, and sunny on Thursday as well. Thursday's high 89 with a low near 69.